Imagine your anxiety as an unwelcome house guest who arrived for a weekend visit but never left. This isn't just a metaphor. It's the reality for over 264 million people worldwide suffering from anxiety disorders. What makes Judson Brewer's approach revolutionary is his reframing of anxiety not as a condition to manage, but as a habit that can be broken. This perspective shift changes everything. Anxiety manifests differently for everyone. A constant hum of unease coloring daily interactions, heart-pounding panic attacks, or physical symptoms like digestive issues and sleep disruption. What's particularly fascinating is how anxiety rates are highest in wealthy countries, 5%, compared to low-income nations, 1.6%, suggesting our modern lifestyle, with endless notifications and social media comparisons, may be fueling this epidemic. Anxiety rarely travels alone. About 80 to 84% of people with generalized anxiety disorder experience other conditions, most commonly depression. The science reveals anxiety's origins. Fear, an adaptive evolutionary response, meets uncertainty, which our prefrontal cortex struggles to process. This creates a perfect storm where our brain, lacking sufficient information, generates increasingly catastrophic what-if scenarios as protection. The average person today makes more decisions in a week than our ancestors made in a year, overwhelming our brain's capacity to process uncertainty. Anxiety operates through a simple habit loop: a trigger, uncertainty, a behavior, worrying or overthinking, and a reward, temporary relief or feeling productive. This survival mechanism once helped our ancestors avoid danger, but now we use it for emotional regulation. What makes anxiety particularly tricky is that the behavior often involves mental activities like worry. Though worry presents itself as problem-solving, it rarely delivers solutions. Instead, it creates a cycle where anxiety triggers worry, which increases anxiety, triggering more worry. The subtle reward, an illusion of control, reinforces this behavior despite worsening anxiety. Modern life has supercharged these habit loops through two maximizers: intermittent reinforcement, unpredictable rewards that spike dopamine, and immediate availability, the collapsed gap between desire and fulfillment. Companies exploit these vulnerabilities through engineered food combinations and optimized engagement algorithms, turning our smartphones into advertising billboards we willingly carry everywhere. Breaking free begins with mapping your habit loops, what Brewer calls first gear. This involves identifying the trigger, behavior, and result components that keep you trapped. Consider John, a mid-60s alcoholic whose drinking stemmed from work anxiety. By mapping his habit loops, he recognized how anxiety about unfinished work led to procrastination and drinking, helping him quit and improve his marriage. The key is to map habit loops without rushing to fix them. Understanding precedes change. Many people immediately try to fix patterns using previously unsuccessful methods, like trying to repair a car without understanding engines. Conceptual knowledge alone isn't enough, similar to how Daniel in The Karate Kid needed actual practice, not just reading about karate. Our brains form habits to conserve energy. Without this efficiency, we'd be exhausted relearning basic tasks daily. Mindfulness, awareness with curiosity, helps pop the hood on automatic behaviors, allowing us to recognize habit loops as they unfold. The second gear in unwinding anxiety involves updating your brain's reward values. Our brains form habits based on how rewarding behaviors feel, creating a hierarchy where behaviors with bigger rewards win out, explaining our preference for cake over broccoli as our brains value high-calorie, dopamine-triggering foods. The orbitofrontal cortex assigns reward values by integrating sensory and emotional information. To break bad habits, we must update these values through awareness by paying close attention to how unrewarding these behaviors actually feel in the moment. In a neuroscience experiment, participants ate their favorite chocolate while rating their desire for more, ratings plummeted from plus 10 to minus 10 as they became satiated. Brain scans showed the posterior cingulate cortex activated during both delight and dislike, with craving as the common denominator. Mindful tracking helps us notice when pleasure becomes displeasure. Research debunks the 21 days to form a habit myth, showing behaviors take between 18 and 254 days to become automatic. The key insight? You can't think your way out of bad habits. You must experience the actual rewards through mindful attention. After 10 to 15 mindful experiences, the reward value of problematic behaviors drops significantly. The third gear involves finding a bigger, better offer, BBO, to replace anxiety habits. Our brains follow reward-based learning, constantly seeking the most valuable option. Willpower alone fails against modern life's addictive forces. Our cognitive control structures collapse under stress and rising cortisol. Unlike substitution strategies that create new problematic habits, mindfulness provides an internally based alternative that's always available and becomes more accessible through practice rather than depleting with use. Curiosity functions as a powerful BBO, appearing as either interest curiosity, pleasurable, expansive, driven by wonder, or deprivation curiosity, restless, contracted, driven by information gaps. Leveraging interest curiosity helps break old habits rather than approaching ourselves with deprivation curiosity's "Why am I like this?" The "hmm" practice, a simple sound that accesses embodied curiosity, proves more effective than willpower while bringing playfulness to experience. As one patient found, responding to panic with "hmm, that's interesting," deflated anxiety's power by shifting attention from anxiety-producing narratives to direct experience, creating space for new responses. When anxiety strikes, several practical tools can help you step out of habit loops. The curiosity exercise. In a quiet place, recall a recent habit loop, focus on what you felt, identify the strongest sensation, and get curious about it with your inner "hmm." Breath awareness. Your breath serves as an always available tree root when anxiety overwhelms, keeping you embodied and present, unlike mere distraction techniques. Rain practice. For cravings and anxiety, recognize what's arising, accept it, investigate bodily sensations, and note what's happening moment to moment. Loving kindness practice. Drawing on our innate capacity for genuine well-wishing, this decreases activity in self-judgmental brain regions. Eye widening. This helps gather more visual information when afraid or curious and enhances cognitive performance. The key is consistency. Short moments, many times throughout the day. While formal meditation has value, real transformation happens when we bring awareness into everyday moments. Anxiety is not your identity. It's a habit that can be unwound with the right approach and consistent practice. This journey requires both an initial leap of faith when trying something new and the evidence-based faith built through personal experience. The science supporting mindfulness is compelling. It's 5 times more effective than leading treatments for smoking cessation, reduced anxiety symptoms by 63% in clinical studies, and created measurable brain structure changes after just 8 weeks. This approach doesn't eliminate uncertainty, but transforms your relationship with it, preventing destructive habit loops. Through awareness, curiosity, and kindness, you discover a more spacious way of being. Though the journey isn't linear and setbacks will occur, success comes from changing how you relate to difficulties and building resilience through direct experience. Your anxiety isn't a life sentence, but a habit loop waiting to be unwound through understanding your mind with compassion.